This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. The water emergency in Flint, Michigan has led to contamination in the drinking water supply and now expected to dominate the State of the State speech by Michigan Governor Rick Snyder today. Flint resident Jimmy Taylor expressing his frustrations to WJRT-TV.
It should have never got to this point. We're surrounded by the Great Lakes, the world's greatest fresh water supply. We shouldn't be going through this here in Flint, Michigan.
Michigan is already providing lead testing filters and bottled water. A bipartisan Senate agreement on school nutrition standards signals a possible truce for a group of school nutrition directors and First Lady Michelle Obama, an outspoken advocate of healthier eating in schools. The bill would revise healthier meal standards to give schools more flexibility in what they serve the nation's school children. GOP presidential hopeful Dr. Ben Carson held a campaign stop in South Carolina yesterday. He said on a recent trip to Syria, he learned a lot about the aspirations of the refugees coming to the United States. He says he is not high on the list.
I spoke with a number of Syrians and asked them, what is your desire? What is your ultimate desire? And they said to be resettled in our country and to be kept safe. And not a single one of them mentioned anything about being brought to America.
Carson remains outspoken about his Christian faith. On the stump in Lynchburg, Virginia yesterday, Donald Trump vowed to defend the role of faith in America.
We're going to protect Christianity, and I can say that. I don't have to be politically correct.
Trump was praised by the school's president, Jerry Falwell Jr., for his productivity and generosity across a lifetime.
Matthew 7:16 tells us that by their fruits you shall know them. Donald Trump's life has borne fruit, fruit that has provided jobs to multitudes of people, in addition to the many he has helped with his generosity.
After a day off for the holiday yesterday, trading resumes on Wall Street today with the Dow at 15,988. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360. 1-800-758-5360. 1-800-758-5360.
Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my Health Mart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
The United Nations says the violence suffered by civilians in Iraq remains staggering, with at least 18,800 people killed between January 1st of 2014 and October 31st of 2015. We get more details from the BBC's Imogen Folks.
The UN report reveals killing, abduction, and torture in Iraq on a systematic and widespread scale. The self-styled Islamic State has targeted people it considers to be opponents, doctors, lawyers, journalists, and religious leaders. Many have been killed in gruesome public spectacles, including beheadings and burnings. These acts, the UN says, may amount to war crimes, and in cases where entire ethnic groups have been targeted, even genocide.
That report from the BBC's Imogen Folks. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Michael Dougherty is joining us now, senior writer for Cyber Defense Magazine, board member at Snoop, all the power cybersecurity firm. Michael, happy New Year. Good to have you with us. How you doing?
Happy New Year. Good to be back. It didn't take long for everyone to get their Obama act back together. The machine has continued to roll.
Well, yeah, when it keeps hitting you in the forehead, you go, hey, what's going on? You know, you keep thinking you're going to wake up from this nightmare, but it continues. And, you know, we've got another 12 months to look forward to this. And his pen and his phone just aren't doing us any favors, is it?
No, he came back from Hawaii ready and raring to go. And, you know, we always have to keep our frame of reference in mind when dealing with this president of the United States.
Well, here it is. I mean, come on, Michael. I mean, even the Beltway experts are kind of going, you know, background checks, really? I mean, that's your answer?
Well, it is. Stand back and look at the pattern. It's like everyone has to get the pattern so they don't get duped by another politician named Hillary, because these guys are our sharks, and they're both some of the best sharks around. And the playbook is really simple once you get it. So we'll take some emotional issue to exploit, and we'll back anyone that's opposed to it in a corner as if they don't care about the lives of children, or they're racist, or they don't care about immigrants, or they don't care about the poor. And so we'll try to silence them that way, and then we'll be willing to stay and do anything. But when you put that in context, here he does background checks on guns. And ironically, does he do background checks for people that want to vote? Does he do background checks on terrorists, potential terrorists who want to come in for publicly available information like Facebook and Twitter? Does he ask penetrating questions for immigrants? Like, I don't consider have you been involved in a terrorist organization is something that you could get from one of the best background people, which is LL Airlines in Israel. You
know, right, exactly.
Terrorists is going to say, no, I'm not part of that. Yeah. You know, I don't lie.
Right,
so,
right.
What we have here is just a dangerous a politician that is just more than to put appearances in front of national security.
Right. Well, that question. Well, I think the dog agrees. You know, what can I tell you? Hey, but you know, that question is usually preceded with the preamble of, you know, with your fingers not crossed, tell me that you're not a terrorist, right?
Right.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
It's terrorist stuff, and it's so numbing. It's so mind numbing. I get really worried about people that supported him that will vote again, and their denial about what's gone down, because we can't afford any more of this. Mm. And I don't know how many frying pans over the head those people need. I mean, the people that wouldn't vote for him need to show up this time at the polls if they didn't during the Romney campaign. Mm. But the people that did vote for him, you know, I'm sure a lot of them are kind of numb or in denial or very defensive. And they start with that, I know you are, but what am I saying?
Right.
You know, it's like they immediately try to change the subject with, well, all politicians lie, as if that's okay.
Right.
And, you know, yet, you know, the same people that would have been outraged at Nixon, I mean, that's just junior varsity compared to what's going on now.
Well, the fact of the matter is, Michael, we've abandoned and left to the curb our civil responsibility. And when you do that, the elites are happy to take over, and they're happy to take away our liberties. Now, how does that feel for you now, ladies and gentlemen, after 7 years of this progressive president and his ideals? I mean, I'll tell you, this is on full parade, and if you cannot see it for what it is, and I understand, you know, dangerously, almost half the country is lockstep with this. They think that this is terrific. This is really scary stuff because, you know, I'm from the old school, you know, Michael. I was raised with the Constitution. You know, I was raised by nuns, and they actually believed in the government, and they taught us the Constitution, and I thought, wow, this is the greatest thing that you could ever have, and you look at the empirical evidence, and you just say, wow, what a blessing that I was born in this country. And well, here we are watching it being dismantled. Yeah.
Right. I mean, it is the fundamental understanding about the limitations of government, the separation of powers, and that's a foundation you build upon and you understand. It's not just a government condition, it's a human dynamic condition. Mm-hmm. And it's ironic these people that are so afraid against power are okay with the government having huge power because they're not taught anymore. And so they have to learn the hard way, and we're not passing the knowledge generation to generation. That's a whole other segment about the education system in the country, how they've hijacked American history and don't teach the fundamentals of who we are to be. So everyone has to learn it the hard way. And, you know, that is terrifying stuff. And right. So here we have people then that are believing the rhetoric like it's the shiny object. And while they're looking at the shiny object, and, oh, looky, looky, isn't that wonderful? Aren't I great to care about other people? In the meantime, what's really going on is confusing to them. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make sense when the jets go into the skyscrapers or the heads come lopped off of Christians. It doesn't make sense, so there must be something that doesn't compute. But, you know, they don't come to the, oh, I must be wrong, I should adjust things. Yes. And we have to really get enough people to do that.
Exactly.
Stop this crazy.
You know what it reminds me of, Michael? There's and this has kind of been a consistent theme in the Star Wars movie. There's always that scene when they go into the bar, and then all hell breaks loose for a moment, and you got arms being cut off and all that, right? And no sooner does that happen, within seconds, it's, you know, turn the music back up, everything's back to normal, like as if that didn't happen, and somebody's going to come and clean that up, and, you know, okay, there's nothing here. You know, we get this Jedi effect here, and this is what's happening to our country. It's like, oh, well, those are the Assyrian Christians. It's happening out there. Yeah, I'm a Christian, so I feel a little bit bad about this, but, you know, it's not here in the homeland yet. And then you have San Bernardino, California, and you start going, whoa, what's happening here? And, tell me anything. Tell me anything but that it's a terrorist attack. And then all of a sudden, you know, you got to deal with the reality that, yes, this is homegrown terrorism. We have let the enemy in, the very thing that we've been warned about, and those crazy people that we thought had tinfoil on their head, they're all a bunch of conspirators. They're starting to be, you know, they're starting to have some validity here.
Well, because the silence becomes the verb. Because when you're caught red-handed, the only choice you have is to take the action of silence. And the media then takes the action of silence. And then those of us that aren't silent kind of tend to scream because really, the sun's hot, it's getting hotter, and we want to wake up people's attention when you see things like, oh, no, we don't look at Facebook or Twitter because we don't want to be offensive to those people.
We'll be right back. Make a resolution for the new year and improve your health with exercise, a healthy diet, and plenty of water in 2016. Keeping your body hydrated is essential for your health. While tap water may look and smell clean, it may contain contaminants that are picked up on its journey to your faucet, which could be harmful to your health. Make sure your water is cleaner by using an at-home water filtration system, like Pure's Advanced Water Faucet Filter System, which can greatly improve the quality of your drinking water. Pure's faucet filter systems are certified to remove over 70 contaminants, including 99% of lead, 92% of pesticides, and 96% of mercury. The faucet filters last up to 3 months or 100 gallons of water and reduce 10 times more contaminants than a leading pitcher. Pure's faucet filter systems are easy to install and require no tools and start around $20, making filtering water at your home simple. Improve the quality of your water by filtering with Pure and raise a glass to your health and hydration this new year. For more information, visit pure.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Okay.
and that's all you can hope for sometimes. And sometimes you just got to just dance, you know, dance to be happy, Michael, I'm telling you. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. A conversation with Michael Dougherty continues. Michael, the thing that's on display here with progressives and socialists, even though Hillary Clinton still wants to refuse to declare what the difference is between a socialist and a Democrat, which I find most astounding. I mean, it's not like this question hasn't been bannered about. I mean, Chris Matthews asked Debbie Wasserman Schultz the difference. She couldn't come up with a plausible answer, and Hillary, you know, months later still can't, and he's trying to softball this whole deal and even apologize for the question. But, you know, the fact of the matter is that they create this chaos. And, you know, then the people get frustrated and they say, well, you know, fix it. You know, the very people that created the chaos, we're looking to them to fix it, and we're willing to give up our freedoms along the way. And case in point is what the president handed to us, you know, with tears rolling down his face and all. That's fine and well, and I appreciate that. But, you know, if anybody should be crying, it should be us, because our liberties are going out the door.
Well, this is, once again, breed them with a bag over their head, mm-hmm. you know, and then they're really docile and easy to manage, and then they'll drink the Kool-Aid and take the bait. I mean, this type of culture isn't built up in a week. And we've got, if you don't know who you are, someone's going to tell you who you are. Mm-hmm. And if you don't tighten up, you know, watch your freedoms or watch your wallet, someone's going to steal it. And this is the issue. I mean, and they're insidious about it. They're not obvious. And again, I go back to this, you know, mental disorder diagnosis about oppositional defiant disorder. Okay, doesn't that sound wonderful that we're going to go after mental health of people that could potentially, you know, use a gun? There's no connection between that. That is just what they're doing again, seducing you, relax your defenses, so now they can get into your medical history. Because what the Obama administration really does is take all that data mining and decide how it advances its own agenda by learning as much about you as they can and to control you. And if you push back, to be able to arrest you or take away your defenses. And this is, and they do it by manipulating this type of exploiting this type of true tragedy, right?
And exactly.
That's the whole gullibility. And if you don't understand this very sophisticated seduction, then you get what we have, which is half the people still not getting it.
Right, exactly. Well, you mentioned Facebook. You know, John Whitehead, who's been on with us quite regularly with the Rutherford Institute, as clear documentation. I mean, in the case, there was a, I think it was an Army sergeant, and they looked at his Facebook, and he made some comments, you know, just political comments. I mean, everything was brought into question, you know, including his future, you know, his retirement. I mean, everything. And, you know, this was a huge surprise. I mean, what happened to the First Amendment?
Well, and what's happened with the Chicago-style politics of the Obama administration, which they other people learn and then emulate, is, okay, your rights are not your rights now. Your rights are your rights if you can afford a big-time lawyer to defend them. If you can't afford that, kiss them goodbye. Because
right.
What they'll do is jerk you around to make you succumb before you get to a level playing field, which is the court of law. And and then, notice, then that also has a side effect, because everyone else is observing that. Look at what they did to James Rosen and going after his parents and
right.
scaring the media people. What happens if you take us on? This is what happens. And that is exactly how your rights are taken, because it's controlled by fear and intimidation. Mainly, they use that guy as the victim, and all of us are the observers they want us to take note on. That's
right.
What you better learn to observe so you don't vote for it again.
Exactly. And, Michael, look what happened with the IRS. I mean, all that's kind of been brushed aside. I mean, Lois Lerner, you know, goes out with her retirement off to Happy Valley, and, you know, and everybody's like going, I shouldn't say everybody, but some of us are saying, what just happened here?
Well, and that is the choice we ultimately have, is we can go numb and dumb, or we can observe this and get to the polls and vote for change. Because the big picture on Benghazi, the IRS, you know, the EPA polluting the river in Colorado, I mean, voter fraud, you know, bullying selectively. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on. Creating, trying to light the fire and create race wars when we still haven't had anything like Detroit. I mean, they have no shame. And the question is, how long are we going to understand, before we understand that these people are trying to spark this to divide so they can have, they can conquer and keep the power. And we will give everything up. We can't continue to enable that. And observe how nothing happens to those people. We can change that, but it won't take overnight.
Exactly. Well, it took us a long time to get here, Michael. That's the, like anything, it is a process. It took them a long time to get to this point. And don't think for a minute, ladies and gentlemen, this has only been happening for the last couple of decades. This has been going on for over 100 years. It is the Progressive Party. They keep progressing, you know, and it started. You could probably.
With Woodrow Wilson. Woodrow Wilson and an FDR built the agencies and regulations fine, except you have to have the principle of the separation of powers. And what those presidents did was give those people the power to be judge, jury, and prosecutor. And that's called dictatorship and tyranny. And, you know, they just beat up corporations. We haven't connected the dots. But now they're going into technology and medicine, and we're seeing screwed up medicine and no cyber defense. And that's because the people that we have in power are now just a bunch of lawyers and not experts. But they've got the power, so they do not get held accountable. We have to change it.
Michael, why isn't AARP yelling and screaming on this deal, this background check, and the pressure it's going to put on some Social Security beneficiaries? I mean, we're talking, you know, our 60-year-old plus generations that are now, these freedoms are being attacked, and it's all with a whimper here.
Well, I mean, all these big organizations are headed by people that just want to keep their jobs and go along to get along. And we've allowed this machine to get so big, they're afraid of repercussions. It becomes very political. Like, do you want to take this battle on? They're not going to do anything proactively for their constituents. Most of these lobbyist groups do not. They don't go out defending you proactively. You at the grassroots have to scream loud before they'll move. Because, you know, these people move around D.C. They might work at AARP next year and someplace else or someplace else. And that little club wants to get along with each other.
Well,
so,
of course,
and then you know who the Hellraisers are, and we don't like that. So that's the problem. And you have to, you know, I noticed this from being in D.C. the last 4 or 5 years. No wonder we have Obamacare. All the doctors would think that these lobbying firms and these associations for hospitals and physicians are actually doing their job. No, they're not.
Yeah.
So that's why we have this stuff. All those deal makers are doing backroom deals so they all, you know, can dance around their organizations and keep their careers for the next few decades.
And the thing is amazing about this is the way they've designed the whole program, the fix is in. I mean, we the people get to pay for all this incompetence, Michael.
It is, and that's where the tipping point has to become obvious. What they've gotten is so arrogant. They believe their own stuff. And so we've got what...
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
Looking to save money on Medicare Part D? Switch your prescriptions to Walgreens. With copays as low as $1, you could be looking at some real savings. And now you can preview the cost of your scripts before you fill with Walgreens' new Medicare prescription copay quote. And that's kind of a big deal. Walgreens.
at the corner of happy and healthy.
Quote subject to change and available only for select Part D plans. $1 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6000.
Three, two, one.
Attention, attention.
You're listening to Bill Martinez.
All right.
Here we go.
Merry Christmas, America. Good to have you back with us. I'm Bill Martinez, 27 minutes before the top of the hour. And I got to say to you that probably my favorite movie this year was War Room. And as you might recall, we spoke with the Kendrick brothers this past summer about the movie. And it was just such a captivating movie. I think quite an encouragement to many people, particularly Christians, that want to have a very active and effective prayer life. And we were greatly encouraged. And, of course, one of the main characters of that movie was Miss Clara. And Karen Abercrombie did an outstanding job. But there is backstory to Miss Clara. And we have the daughter of the original inspiration. Now, before we bring Marie on, I want to read this to you from Stephen Kendrick, the co-writer and producer of War Room. He said, one of the greatest joys we experienced while working on War Room was meeting Molly Bruno. She's a real modern-day Miss Clara. Alex and I were developing the unique storyline of an elderly, witty woman of God who daily experiences powerfully answered prayer, and the Lord unexpectedly sent us a 91-year-old white-haired prayer warrior with a New York accent who has been living that out for decades. Molly's stories are so captivating, and her joy is contagious. It was refreshing to see her tenderly speak about her morning coffee with the Lord one minute, and then to hear her cry out to God so boldly and specifically on our behalf the next. Her prayer support became priceless to us throughout the production. When we would stay up all night to film, Molly would stay up all night at home to pray. God used her to confirm for us again that the message of War Room is so needed, and his amazing ability to answer our prayers is so here and now. Our next guest, Marie Armenia, has traveled the country as a singer, songwriter, and keynote women's retreat speaker. She is a former producer, writer, and on-air hostess of her own television show, The Marie Show. And with all her accomplishments, her family, she is married, has enjoyed the good life, but probably
probably the highest acclaim is just having a prayer mother, a mother who prays and who is such a prayer warrior and such an example. Marie Armenia, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Merry Christmas to you.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you, Bill.
How special to be around a prayer warrior mother as you were, and you know, tell us about that experience if you would, Marie.
Well, I didn't realize, you know, when I was growing up, both my parents made Jesus very real. I mean, he was not a figurehead of a religion. He was alive. He is alive. And so he was very much part of my upbringing. And I thought everybody's parents prayed all the time. You know, I didn't know until I was an adult that I had a very unique and wonderful existence with my parents. And so, yeah, it was just great. My mom took everything to God in prayer. And I just knew that Jesus was real. Mm-hmm. I felt like he was like a member of the family. That's how real he is, and that's how alive he is. So that was the key.
Right, and for you to see that prayer works and to have all that experience, you know, your mom would pray, things would change.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And the thing about my mom was that her prayer life was to know God, to be better acquainted, to be with the Lord. You know, they have, on the movie War Room, they've included a little 8-minute segment of Stephen Kendrick's interview with her. And they titled it, "When You Have Jesus, You Have Everything." Yeah. And so my mom just wanted the Lord. She would go in and just pray like he is real. You know, it was like she was having coffee with God every morning. And so answers to prayer were just icing on the cake to her. Knowing God was enough for her. Mm-hmm. But he did do incredible things. I did see prayers all the time being answered. Prayer is real. Like they say for the movie, prayer is a powerful weapon.
Exactly. And her idea in terms of a strategic idea, this developed over time in terms of, you know, the process of communicating with God. And like you said, it was about knowing God, not necessarily and particularly about moving God's hand. That was incidental to the relationship.
Right.
The relationship was more important to her.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But you can't deny, though, that because of that relationship, it just seemed like when she prayed, people, you know, God sent answers. My whole life, you know, people have called me and said, "Would you ask your mother to pray?" And my mother would, you know. And so now that she's gone, you know, my goal is that people will call and say, "Will you pray?" Because we need to all be prayer warriors like my mother was.
Well, I got to tell you this, Marie, you know, in my particular position, just like you, you know that when you do what we do, there's a lot of traveling. And you get an opportunity to go into various churches. And I got to tell you, your mother's legacy and what was depicted in War Room is catching around this country. I see prayer warriors being raised up. Yes. I hear their prayers. And my goodness, I mean, it is absolutely inspiring. Yes. And you know, Molly Bruno's spirit is all over that, if I can say that with all due respect.
Yes. She told me, you know, in the few months before she passed away, she was praying and she was telling us things. She would say, "This is going to be, the Lord told me this is going to be the number one movie in America." And we were like, "Yeah, okay, Mom." You know, it was like, but in, and it was. And she said to me one morning, she could never remember the word, but she said, "The Lord told me this movie is going to revolutionize everyone who sees it." And then she would say, you know, like, "What was the word? I can't remember that word. Mom, revolutionize." And it was true.
Yes.
It was true. It really was.
It definitely has, you know, because so many people, you know, they're at that stage in life, Marie, where, or and maybe in that point of life, where they've lost hope and they're looking to God almost with their fingers crossed and hoping upon hope that God does answer prayer. And then you see something like War Room and you hear the of your mother, and I believe this is the testimony, and this is why I am so honored to have you on to share this legacy of your mother, because That's what encourages one another is when we realize that, hey, you know what? Prayer does work. And here is a woman who has been a prayer warrior for decades.
Yes.
And lives have changed. And she has been greatly blessed above all because of where, you know, how she approached this.
Well, she believed he was real. You know, her prayer thing is that those who worship God must believe that he is.
Yes.
And so I think a lot of times we forget that he's alive. It's not about a religion. It's about Jesus, who is resurrected from death and is alive. And the Bible says he's interceding for us. He cares about us. You know, the world seems out of control, but not to God. You know, God is in control, and we can put our hope in him. He gives us hope. He is hope. So the Bible says to lift up our eyes. And so my mother was never, you know, nothing moved her because her foundation was God through Jesus. And so I was very blessed to have her. And I just encourage people, seek the Lord. The Bible says, seek the Lord and you will find him when you seek for him with all your heart. So God is there. We've just been blinded by everything that's going on. You know, the world is very scary, Bill. It's getting scarier. But Jesus said he would send the Comforter. The Holy Spirit's called the Comforter. So God knows what we need, and we just need to cry out to him. And I saw my mother do that in, you know, just unbelievable, unbelievable answers to prayer.
Well, and of course, part of her legacy continues in your book, How to Make a Meatball. And
we've got...
Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
Looking to save money on Medicare Part D? Switch your prescriptions to Walgreens. With copays as low as $1, you could be looking at some real savings. And now you can preview the cost of your scripts before you fill with Walgreens' new Medicare prescription copay quote. And that's kind of a big deal. Walgreens, at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
Quote subject to change and available only for select Part D plans. $1 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
You're listening to Bill Martinez.
If you want to know
back with you, America. Good to have you along with us. 13 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. Get involved in the conversation at hashtag BMartinezLive.com. And if you want to drop me an email, we love to hear from you. Good, bad, indifferent. Hey, let me know. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. It comes to me directly. Our next guest is one that we've had on before, and the response was phenomenal in terms of the conversation. And it is a conversation we've been saying that has needed to be had in the churches every weekend or anytime the church can get together. But it has been one of those topics that people have wanted to avoid. And I can understand, because sometimes we're just ill-equipped to talk about it. But Caleb Kaltenbeck gives us just a great way to open the conversation, a better understanding as to this particular topic, the LGBT issue. He's a lead pastor at Discovery Church in Simi Valley, California, speaks widely on faith, reconciliation, and sexual diversity to people on all sides of the LGBT issue. Caleb, welcome back to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Thank you for having me. It's an honor.
Well, Caleb, I got to tell you, I'm so grateful for you and for your vulnerability, you know, to come on the show and address this issue. I know you've been doing this for quite a while, and you know, because the church just doesn't know how to talk about these issues. I mean, we're told that we're to love, and that's how people will know us, by our love. But when we run against those areas of life sometimes that are unlovable, you know, we cringe and we just don't know how to open up our arms and respond the way Jesus would respond.
No, absolutely we don't. And I think that for too often the church has not spent good critical time thinking through these issues. And I think now many people who have never thought through these issues, because of the Supreme Court decision, are placed in a situation where they have no choice, but they have to start having deep thoughts about this issue and conversations that they've never had before that probably they should have had a while ago. So I think that many people are being forced to have this conversation.
Well, and you know, the thing is that our knee-jerk reaction is to stiffen our back, right? But, you know, if we pause and really meditate and think about this, that, look, God knew this was coming. This is no big surprise, you know, to God. And everything that we deal with in life, God has shown us time and again that he empowers us. You know, we're told in the book of Ephesians that same power that raised Jesus from the dead is operative in his church today and for those men and women of faith. So this is really, it's just another bump in the road. And I don't mean to make it so insignificant, but sometimes we make it more of a mountain than it needs to be. And Jesus told us, hey, we can look at that mountain and say, you know, if we have the faith of a mustard seed, if we really trust in God, that God is all that he says he is, when he tells us that we should love, and that's how people will know us, and that includes loving the unlovable or loving those things that seem to be in contrast to our own doctrinal beliefs, you know, we can get beyond this, and we can get beyond it in such a way that's win-win for all concerned, because that's what God is all about, isn't he?
No, absolutely. I mean, I look at the Bible, and I look at the Apostle Paul, and when he wrote Romans 13, and he talked about the authority of the government respecting the ruler, he wrote that when Christians were living under the rule of the Roman Emperor Nero. And he wrote that right before Nero went crazy, but Nero was still, before he went crazy, still a pagan emperor, very bad temper. And God's people have been in worse governmental situations before. I mean, look at Moses in Egypt and look at him going to Pharaoh and saying, let my people go. And I think that we, on the other hand, to a certain degree, Bill, we have so much religious freedom here that I think that, which I'm glad we need religious freedom. I'm glad we have it. But I think it's almost made us soft. I think to a certain degree it's made us spoiled. And I think that it's made us too comfortable to where we've become lax in our faith when it comes to these issues. So I'll be honest, man, I don't think there's anything wrong with a little bit of pressure. And part of me thinks that maybe God is saying, I want you to feel some pressure. Because when the church feels pressure, the church grows. You see that in the book of Acts.
Well, we grow and we also, we become the leading force. And that's what America, that's what our local communities are looking for. They're looking for leadership. In Caleb's book, Messy Grace, which we've talked about before, it's the story of a pastor with gay parents who learned to love others without sacrificing conviction. Now, for some people hearing this the first time going, wait a minute, a pastor, gay parents, you know, wait a minute, how do we put this together? But that was your life, and you say it's time for Christians to think differently about the issue of homosexuality. It's time for Christians to own this issue. How do we own this issue, Caleb?
Couple ways. I mean, first of all, as you said, when I was two, my parents divorced, and both of them came out of the closet. I was raised my whole life in the LGBT community. And the book is about how you can build bridges without sacrificing conviction, because my parents had a very violent reaction. Well, not violent, but, you know, I guess emotionally violent and a very aggressive reaction when I became a Christian in high school after being raised in the LGBT community. And later on, I became a pastor, and later on, they became Christians, of which I still believe that they're Christians today. But I think there are a lot of things that we can do to own this issue. Like, for instance, I think that we need to listen, and I think that we need to stop talking so much, and I think we need to listen to where the other person is coming from. We have a lot of people that attend our church who are openly LGBT. Even though they know what our church believes as far as sexual intimacy, we believe that God designed sexual intimacy to be expressed in the covenant of marriage between a man and a woman. But at the same time, we also believe that a theological conviction should never be a catalyst to treat someone less. And so more and more we have people who are in same-sex relationships, who are questioning, who aren't sure what to do, attending our church. And they attend there because they know that they're going to be loved, just like anybody who has any other issue who comes to our church. And we've really tried to do a good job of listening. Listening doesn't mean that you don't speak truth, but listening means that we slow down and we think to ourselves, where is the other person coming from?
Right.
What's been their experience in life? What has their life been like? Does that make sense, Bill? I think
without it. And Caleb, I think that it's appropriate with anybody that, you know, I mean, look at the churches. You know, I've heard this said before, the church is a hospital. You know, people, wounded patients are coming in, you know, and guess what? Nobody's perfect. We've all sinned, and we come, and if we're being, you know, if love is leading the way, and that's what your book demonstrates time and again and so clearly here, is that love is a powerful force, and this is why, you know, Jesus instructed us to love first and above all. And let that be the bridge. It's take that love that he demonstrated to us, and if we share it with one another, these issues can be dealt with. And it's not necessarily a magic wand kind of experience, although I'm sure that in some cases people might say, oh, Bill, that's exactly the way it happened for me. And if it did, God bless you. You know, hallelujah, let's scream and yell about it. But for others, it's a process, because as we know, the trappings of sin are just so, you know, they're so entangling, and it can be difficult, you know, to let go of it. And it is a process that we go through. Some, it happens very quickly. Others, it takes time, doesn't it?
No, absolutely. And I think that we need to remember that living for Jesus always calls for sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
And while salvation is a free gift, living for him is something that that is not easy. And I think that all of us, to one degree or another, have to give something up. And I think that some of the times we forget, when we think about people, that, you know, maybe for some people, being in a relationship like that, the biggest thing for them is not sexual intimacy. I remember a conversation I had with my mom one time, and she told me that she and her partner, Vera, had not been sexually intimate for years. And I said, well, how can you still call yourself a lesbian? And she said, well, Caleb, that's my community. Those are my people. I have relationships, and I'm part of a cause and a movement, and I'm accepted. And I said, well, Mom, you just described the church.
Yes.
She said, no, I didn't. Why in the world would I go somewhere that would make me feel less about myself? And it really dawned on me then that for her, the biggest part of being in a same-sex relationship was not...
Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.